From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for March 27th, 2026. President Trump said Thursday he would sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration agents as Congress struggled to reach a deal to end a budget impasse that has jammed airports and left workers without paychecks. Trump announced his decision in a social media post, saying he wanted to quickly stop the chaos at the airports. "It's not an easy thing to do, but I'm going to do it," the president posted. With pressure mounting, the White House has floated the extraordinary move of invoking a national emergency to pay TSA agents, while senators reviewed a last and final offer from Republicans to Democrats to end the funding impasse at the Department of Homeland Security. Details of the president's plan were not immediately available, but a national emergency declaration would be politically fraught and almost certain to face legal challenges. Instead, the president may simply be shifting money from other sources. Read the full story at knpr.org. The Nevada Supreme Court blocked the release of documents related to a Clark County School District police officer kneeling on a student in 2023. Lower courts previously ruled the specific records are confidential under state law. The law prevents officers from seeing their own files unless they are facing pending punishment. The justices decided the public cannot access documents that the officer himself cannot see. The school district said it was satisfied with the decision. The ACLU plans to seek a full review by the entire court and wants a redacted version of the records released. Southern Nevada saw a slight increase in visitors in February compared with the same month last year, according to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. The region welcomed about 3 million visitors, up about 2%. Hotel occupancy was around 80%, down slightly, even as room rates edged up. Convention attendance was also slightly lower. Meanwhile, Nevada's gaming win in February rose about 1.5% from a year earlier, according to the Nevada Gaming Control Board. The statewide total was nearly $1.25 billion, with the Las Vegas Strip accounting for about $700 million, up about 1%. Tom Brady revealed in an interview released Thursday that he considered coming out of retirement, but the National Football League wasn't particularly receptive to the idea. Brady, a seven-time Super Bowl champion and minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, was asked in a recent interview with CNBC whether he had looked into the rules regarding a minority owner returning to NFL play. "I actually have inquired, and they, the NFL, don't like that idea very much, so I'm going to leave it at that," Brady said. "We explored a lot of different things, and I'm very happily retired, let me say that too." It wouldn't have been Brady's first time returning from retirement. He briefly retired during the 2022 offseason after two seasons with the Buccaneers, then reversed course 40 days later and played one more year before retiring for good in February 2023. Henderson residents can safely dispose of hazardous waste at the Henderson Shines Community Cleanup on April 11th. The event will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Whitney Ranch Recreation Center. The city will accept paint, oil, batteries, and electronics for disposal at no cost, but no televisions. Henderson says last year's event collected 2,000 pounds of e-waste and 17 tons of paint, oil, and batteries. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.